This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, hello, happy Monday. Welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hello.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Greatest week of the year, Smith. Woo. Welcome in.
I got to tell you, I'll be on right off the bat. I am very glad. I can't get over the laughing you and I have done.
Oh, yeah.
The last 10 minutes at the Kim Mulkey gifts, taking my mind off the fact that the Mets stink. They just lost 5-0 in extra innings. Yeah. I didn't care about that for 5 minutes, looking at all the Kim Mulkey gifts that were out there following this loss to Iowa.
You get in that a hard spot because, to some level, you feel bad about it after a while. You know, from the old Simpsons gif of stop, stop, he's already dead, in terms of how many of these. But we saw, you ran the gamut of pop culture references, turn of phrase, bringing in old coaching clips, former presidents. I mean, you name it. What's the, no the, stone unturned.
The move, my favorite one was the person that tweeted out that said, Haley Van Lith to Kim Mulkey when she asks if she has to keep guarding Caitlin Clark. And it's just from a movie. This little girl goes, she's shuffling, goes, Grandpa, I'm getting tired of this. And he just yells, I don't care.
That one, you started crying.
I watched
crying.
That one like
you
10 times. I was laughing so hard.
No, but that was it. It was a good ab workout for us for about 20 minutes there.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness.
Decisions or lack of decision making and realizing that you'd done something wrong left us scratching our heads. So we got some shoulder and upper body workout, and then we got the ab workout from all the memes and GIFs.
Now, this was the game of the year in college basketball, maybe the greatest, most important women's college basketball game ever. And I don't want to be someone who is kind of prisoner of the moment to that hyperbole, but that really was what it was tonight. The rematch of Iowa and LSU, and televisions everywhere are watching this game. And it felt like I was tuning into like a great NBA Finals Game 7 or a Super Bowl. I mean, that kind of energy around the game was so unbelievably intense.
Well, and then it matched it with the frenetic pace of the first half.
I was tired just watching. No, I needed water just watching them go up and down the floor.
And neither team really uses much of a bench. So they're like, wow, this is next level stuff. But to your point, yeah, over the course of the last week, the buildup. I mean, look, when the bracket was announced, everybody had it penciled in, and once it was finally able to be put on the lines in Sharpie, everybody started salivating. Battle lines were drawn. We had a bunch of commentary and columns, one here from the LA Times where they had to do a retraction. I mean, you name it, the buildup to this was next level, to where you're wondering what the final ratings numbers will be with the amount of anticipation for this.
Monstrous. And as you know by now, the result, Iowa, number one, gets their measure of revenge in the game. They said it's not a revenge game.
No, not at all.
Beating LSU 94-87, make it 41 points for Caitlin Clark as the Hawkeyes head to the Final Four.
Final buzzer sounds. Revenge is a dish best served cold, and it's on the menu for the Iowa Hawkeyes. A year in the making. They were denied a national title in 2023, and they prevent LSU from making it back-to-back national champions. 94-87, Iowa over LSU.
Westwood won on the call, and now look, there's a lot to get to with this game, and there's two big things. There's the macro part of what this means for women's sports, women's college basketball, women's basketball. I mean, it is that tremendous. But let's focus on the game first, because this is something that, I mean, look, sometimes I think the fairest thing you can do for all sports is say, okay, what happened on the field? We get too caught up in what's going on off the field and what happens. And look, like with the Women's World Cup team, too caught up with, hey, they have the right sweatsuits on. Are they the same kind of player? They're still the same focus to win. And there was so much off the field crap with the U.S. Women's National Team during the World Cup. It's no. Let's keep the criticism and let's keep the analysis on the field, because that's really what people are interested in. And that's the same thing here. It's like, yes, big moment for him in sports, but really, we passed that. Caitlin Clark, huge star. Kim Mulkey, huge polarizing coach, right? You're talking about women's college basketball now. That's past that point where it's, oh, it's great. No, this is now, they're at the adult table, right? And they've been there now for a while. I can't understand, and I can't wait for Kim Mulkey's post-game press conference. Mm-hmm. I can't understand the philosophy going into this game that we're going to put Haley Van Lith on Caitlin Clark. And this is not a game Haley Van Lith is ever going to want to relive at any moment of time. She was awful tonight, right? I know she was sick coming in.
Well, but that's right? One of the things that plays in the background, right, of this.
But this is Kim Mulkey, and I don't understand the philosophy of knowing that everything else with it, coming in and thinking Haley Van Lith, who is 4 inches shorter than Caitlin Clark, can guard her. Caitlin Clark knew right away, this isn't working. She hits a three to start the game, and she never stopped. And okay, that's a horrible strategy to think that can work. It's a horrible strategy. But then what's worse is sticking with it in the game when you knew it wasn't working. Like the hubris of Kim Mulkey and the arrogance that, yeah, no, we're just going to stick with this. Because she's not one of those coaches where, hey, the game got too big for me and I lost what I was doing and I forgot to, figure something out defensively. The fact that she put a player who just couldn't get it done for whatever reason, physically, that wasn't working. Okay, and at some point you got to realize we have to change something here. It's not working. They still, like, she really still thought we're going to do it this way, and this is how we're going to win. And there's no adjustment till late in the game. Finally, when they put Flo J. Johnson on Caitlin Clark, and maybe it would have been different, but who knows? Because by then it didn't matter. And it's I for someone who is such a great coach that wins 24 plus games a year, a couple times national champion, that baffles me that was her strategy going in, and then seeing it not going well. Nope, we're going to double down. We're going to keep going with that. How many times did you see Haley Van Lith running to try to get a hand in her face? Like, Caitlin Clark, she's not hitting these heaters. You know, she's not hitting these step back threes. She's taking logo shots, taking comfortable threes. She is everywhere. And they couldn't keep up with her. I don't understand that Kim Mulkey, you want to talk about who wears the goat horns on this, and I mean goat, like whose fault it was. I mean, that's really what it is. That's where this whole game comes down to. I'm like, Caitlin Clark's going, okay, eventually they're going to change. Nope. Still got Haley Van Lith on me. Nope. Gonna go. 41 points and still dished out. She had a double-double with assists as well. I really, Kim Mulkey just blew this game for LSU.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack with some of the strategy. And let's call it what it is. You got to halftime, and while it hadn't, quote, worked, you were tied. Right? You're dominating the boards. You're making some plays. Reese had a fantastic run for part of the game, and then she went ice cold after the ankle injury, right? The little run in with Caitlin Clark under the basket. But for Van Lith, just from the outset, right, that was a big part of the buildup outside of Kim Mulkey was, all right, how do you guard Caitlin Clark? And they're not running a second person. They're not running a third person. And you're, like you said, you're giving up 4 inches plus. And then Flo-Jay Johnson, by the time she switched and put her on her, she had 4 fouls. What the hell is she going to do? She can't body her up, right? Which takes away, you know, part of the idea of, all right, force the ball out of her hands from beyond the arc and make a, and chase her that way. Instead, you know, you're already done. You're cooked. And you've done a great job on the boards, and we'll get into some of those particulars as we go. But Van Lith, they're saying she could only breathe out of one nostril. She had an IV drip, all of these things. And yes, you're going to go chase Caitlin Clark around because she moves without the ball. Like, she's not a static, hey, I'm going to go spot up and eventually the thing is going to get triggered back to me. She keeps moving. She's fluid on the court, right? And that's how she breaks free for what seemed like improbable fadeaway 5 feet beyond the arc, which we know was a true arc today, which is a whole other dumb thing over the weekend. How they played games and nobody noticed this stupid thing. I mean, what are we all doing? But that's a whole other thing for now. I would have refused to play, then they should have. But in this case, you have someone who's given up that height so she can shoot directly over. She's not well. And then her offensive game went to hell as well.
She had a lot of turn. You saw her and Angel, right? Reese were jawing at each other. Haley Van Lith, it was a bad game. She probably wasn't healthy.
But it just
healthy.
Compounded
and,
on it.
And
on
they plus to stick with her as the ball dominant player during the game. Like, LSU shot what 28% in the second half. Like,
yeah, they were 3 for 21 in the third quarter. All three makes were at the rim.
Look, and I get that the first half was a very frenetic pace. And it was very difficult for both teams to keep up. Mm-hmm. And you could see the team it affected more was LSU, because LSU just was not the same team in the third quarter. They didn't have as much jump. Yep. Their jumpers were short. You could tell they needed a little bit to get back into the game a little bit. And that's when Iowa really showed, hey, we got a little bit more left in the tank at that point. And that's really what it was. And the continuing, hey, you gotta figure out a point where you say, okay, this strategy that we thought we were going with, it is not working. And it's time. We gotta do something here. I mean, we have to change. This is the end of our season. And still, we're still going to stick with Haley Van Lith on Caitlin Clark and not do anything till later. This is like Pete Carroll deciding to throw the football on the goal line in the fourth, saying, okay, Daryl Bevel, yes, let's throw a pass play on the goal line in the fourth quarter. Like, that's the kind of, how is someone who is such an accomplished coach, how does this happen to you? How does this happen to you in a game? Because I really don't get it. And I think if you're LSU, if you're some of the other players, you're walking around saying, I don't know. And you're mad and you're upset. You're thinking, this is why our season's over. And I really, it's that baffling to me, because I never thought for a second Kim Mulkey would be the reason why LSU would lose and Caitlin Clark and Iowa are going on. It's going to be Battle of the Titans, and it's going to be Caitlin Clark with a night like this, and one team is just going to outlast the other. And instead it was Caitlin Clark. I'm not saying she was allowed to score these points, but these weren't really difficult 41 points. This wasn't, you're working for every basket. This was, hey, I'm just coming off a screen and getting the ball and hitting something, and we're not going to do anything. I mean, she's got to say, I really can't believe this is how the night went.
Yeah, well, and look, not to rain on a 41-12-7, but you also let Clark get away with a lot of bad shots, bad decisions, turnovers, would-be turnovers, passes that got tipped that you didn't corral all the way through, that, you know, she didn't, even with that gaudy box score, like, there was a lot watching it live going, wow, mm-hmm. Some of the decision-making, and she didn't play her cleanest game. But in the end, it's enough for a 7-point win. And at the end, LSU extended it as long as they could. And I absolutely loved it. Mm-hmm. I was there for it for the final 2 minutes to take an hour and a half.
Oh. The Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. See the standings. Get rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. Well, hold on to your hats. Because if you thought this was the only big highlight of the night,
okay,
you are sorely, sorely mistaken.
Tigers win?
Tigers beating the Mets. The Mets are going to go 0-162 because the Mets stink. Absolutely, we stink. We stink out loud. It's only the first Monday of the Major League Baseball season, and already We have history. Special delivery. Steve DeSager has the latest with the breaking news coming into our studio right now.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
The Houston Astros have just pitched a no-hitter, shutting out Toronto 10-0, while the Mets are 0-4 this season.
The Mets have nothing to do with this breaking news.
If you'll let me speak. While the Mets are 0-4 this year, Houston had started 0-4 and just got their first win tonight with a guy named Ronel Blanco on the mound, who had never thrown more than six innings in a major league game. A guy who's 30 years old from the Dominican Republic, went 3-0 in spring training, and here tonight he walked the leadoff man, top of the first, George Springer, then retired 26 straight batters, then walked George Springer again with two outs in the ninth, and finally got the ending. So seven strikeouts, two walks for him, nine no-hit innings in Houston, Astros over the Blue Jays, 10-0.
So basically George Springer gets early votes for MVP.
There, he was MVP of the night, except for one right-handed pitcher. Yeah,
yeah, he's got to be in the locker room going, I got on base twice. I didn't buy anything, guys. You guys all stunk. So there it is, the first no-hitter of the season in baseball, and it's not a combined no-hitter. This is Ronel Blanco.
A real one.
This is a real live no-hitter have right now. It is the Astros. It is the Astros.
So,
but it still counts. It still counts.
Does it?
Yeah, well, yeah, Steve did the whole breaking news and even brought the Mets in. Thanks a lot. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. We will have more of this unbelievable night in college basketball. And coming up next, hey, we have more from a big weekend in the NFL as well. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, Fox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Well, apply for jobs and never hearing back? That stinks. Job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart. That's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers, make the winning play. Head to your local Tractor Supply store today. Joining us now on the hotline for all the big news in the NFL, nobody better. Longtime NFL insider, insider with Odyssey, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. And a guy I'm very happy right now, because we were making our MVP picks a few days ago, Jason Lockenfour, for the AL National League, and I picked your boy Gunner to win MVP this year. I mean, I want to change it right now to Juan Soto, but I picked Gunner before the season started.
Hey, he was among the betting favorites for a reason. I did find it interesting. Some markets had Adley above him, which I think is, and look, Adley, catcher, a lot of grunt work, like not diminishing him. But he's not going to have as gaudy numbers as Gunnar Henderson. I'd like to see him get in the three hole. I think that'll happen here eventually. Because he has the opportunity to drive in even more runs, and he is their best hitter, and he's one of the best hitters in baseball. So, I don't know. They've got him leading off again for now. We'll see if that stays. But, yeah, fun night in Birdland. Orioles magic, Horn, let's go, A's. Come on, Horn, drink a natty bell with me. We want a big one tonight, babe.
Throwing out of the new?
No, it's like
owner?
I told you. That's it. In Philadelphia, in Delaware, Baltimore. That's how everybody talks. It's like we're doing a whole Mayor of Easttown thing here. Me and
going down the ocean, Horn.
Oh boy.
Oh, I'm going to use that one.
See, now
going
you got them all started.
Going down the ocean. Oh, I like that one. That's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah.
Go Flyers.
That's the real deal right there.
Sure. Go Flyers. Yeah.
Well, nice time to be a new owner of a team too, though.
Are you guys watching the Oakland A's? Dude, this is like I'm fading them every game. Like this is not baseball. I don't know what this is, but it's not baseball.
Well, just don't wear a wristband that supports guys that are protesting in a parking lot,
and fade
or
the,
you get sent down.
Fade the Mets too. I mean, my team stinks.
And the
down,
White Sox are under 62.5.
Fade the A's and everybody on this show. Yeah, yeah. We're like fade everybody.
This is bad ball. This is about the fifth play through three innings where I'm like, what the F am I watching? Thank God I'm on Boston -1.5. Let's go.
There you have it. All right. So in terms of, they're clearly all in for moving, for playing, et cetera. We've joked about the Cowboys a bunch. Is Ezekiel Elliott really going to be the solution at running back?
Oh, stop. Yeah, come on, man. They're a joke. The amazing thing about them is, though, all will be forgiven, right? My buddy Howard Katz will give them a whole bunch of primetime games early in the year, because why not? And people on these morning shows that I don't watch, I'm sure, will speak, incessantly about them. And whether they get off to a hot start or a mediocre start, like whether they get their usual like runway, right, where they're in a lot of like 4 p.m. windows and primetime games against crappy teams in their division, right, so they start to look better than they are. Like I'm sure they'll build it all up, right, but it's going to come crashing down. And they're not a good football team. I mean, they're at their best the last 6-7 years they've been above average but overrated, and at their worst they're just flawed and poorly constructed and falling apart or not put together the right way at the seams, like in the trenches, right, where the offensive line has been allowed to now kind of wither away. And the defensive line, I mean, I feel like they've been hunting for legitimate defensive tackles forever. So, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Michael will have a whole bunch of stats, and he'll be pissed that he doesn't win the defensive MVP again. And, they'll beat bad teams. They'll lose to good teams, and they'll get obliterated by really good teams. And then we'll do it all again next year.
Yeah, but they'll probably do it without Dak Prescott, right? I mean, like Jerry Jones seems like is, hey, if it doesn't happen this year with running it back with the same team, albeit minus other good players, so you know it's not going to work. Like they could have easily figured this out, and I'm telling you, I think we're seeing Dak Prescott the last year in Dallas.
Well, we probably are, because I mean he's going to realize pretty quickly that he can be mediocre and not pay the quarterback $50 million a year. So yeah, I mean. I think it probably is headed that way. Like, You know, he paid running backs for a while, and I don't think he's going to do that anymore. Like, he's willing to pay one receiver at a time, but not two. Look, the guy's been stuffing his pockets forever. He's got one of the best con games going. Like, he plays three-card money with these people every year, and they fall for it every time. Like, they'll be 50 deep in Oxnard buying, you know, beating each other up to get to the front of his huge, you know, trucks that sell all the merch. And, like, you know, the Cowboys North America Tour 2024, road to nowhere. We'll take all the money, and you'll get all the sorrow. Like, go for it. Knock yourselves out. Keep buying. Keep pandering. Keep being a sucker. Be a mark. He'll take your money. He'll gladly take your money. But you could do any study you want. Go to who you like. You a Spotrac guy or you a Over the Cap guy? Pay for the for the premium thing, and go look at cash spending. Don't get caught up in the boogeyman that they sell you, the BS that is the salary cap. Go look at actual money spent on payroll. You can run it the last 3 years. You can run it the last 5 years. You can run it the last 10 years. He don't spend.
He told you to go find the boogeyman. He's Jason Locke and Fora, 105.7, the Fan out there in Baltimore, Washington Post, and a friend of the show going back many a year, at Jason Locke and Fora, where you find him on Twitter. All right, it's officially April, so what iteration of your mock draft are you on? And how high is J.J. McCarthy going? Is he going to Washington, or is it on smokescreen?
I won't do a mock until I absolutely have to, which I'll file for the Washington Post probably the day before the draft. I do a piece coming out. I think they're publishing it Wednesday.
Is it on Kim Mulkey? Is another one on Kim Mulkey? Is that what it is?
Is it what?
Is it another one on Kim Mulkey? Is that what you have coming out?
No, that's not. Stay in my lane, mostly. Okay. I did a quarterback mock. So just where the quarterbacks go in the first round. And the Michigan kid fares pretty well. I don't want to give it all away, but yeah, he's going high. He's going real, real high.
All right, what about...
And I think six are going in the first round.
Six?
And really, I could see six going in the first half of the first round.
Boom. Ooh. Is Michael Penix in that group?
Well, who would be the sixth without him?
All right, well, I want you to say what you want to say.
Who do you think I am? Who do you want me to put in there?
Garrett Schrader. But Garrett Schrader, no. I mean, look, he's rising. Penix is rising, and he's a guy that, hey, okay, maybe now he's moved into the first round. And you think he'd go in the top half of the first round?
Well, I've been reporting since November I think he's going in the first round. And, again, that's just me talking to people I trust. Some have a dog in the fight. Some don't. And three or four of these guys, even before he was finished playing this collegiate season, were like, if you've spent time around this kid, if you've done work on him, like – unless your medical team feels like all of his old injuries are going to be catastrophic and come back, like, if your medical team's comfortable with him, he's going in the first round. And I talked to three teams who would have no reason to lie to me about their medical grade on him, and they don't have a problem with him. So I think the production's there, the experience, the maturity – the accuracy, like, I think he's going in the first round. I think the only reason he wouldn't go in the first round is if you thought, again, that there were medical red flags that were going to limit his career.
Wait, and you said there are three teams that, for no reason to lie to you, saying they have no problem taking him in the first round.
Yes, they have their medical grades on him would by no means preclude them from taking him in the first round.
See, I wanted Spencer Rattler for my all-name team. All right, I want to punch myself in the throat before I ask this question, Mr. Lockenfora. But
you could do both. You could punch yourself in the throat while you ask the question.
Well, that'll make for an interesting dynamic. It'll be good on the camera here. It's the Jets question. Reddick shows up, makes some moves.
Yeah,
exactly. You retool the offensive line. You still have Robert Saleh as your coach and you know, Rodgers is your quarterback. But they're interesting all of a sudden, no?
They replaced young Mekhi Becton with old Mekhi Becton. Like, it's pretty amazing. Like, you had a 23-year-old with a 35-year-old body, and then you've replaced him with a 35-year-old with a 76-year-old body. Like, it's pretty amazing. Like, it's uncanny. They obviously have a type. I think the whole thing's held together by thumbnails and, you know, paper clips. Like, it's come on.
Well, once again, it's on eight.
The long season, Holmes.
If Aaron Rodgers
with this group,
if Aaron Rodgers is healthy, okay. If he's not, it's going to be like it was last year.
Yeah, if Aaron Rodgers is healthy, he's still going to be a below replacement level starting quarterback in this league.
So I shouldn't be excited about this season, is what you're telling me.
Leave it on the Mets.
Your team, dude. That's what I think you should do. I think you should pick a new team. And you know what? If Woody Johnson ever sells, then you have the right. Like it's like one of these trades. Like we're
an option
give you
to go back.
First round pick, right? But if you sign the guy to a long term extension, it moves up to a second. You switch teams with the right to go back if/when Woody sells. That would be my advice to you.
All right, in the meantime, I'm just going to watch Syracuse football because we're an SEC program now. So that's what I'm going to focus on.
This guy can recruit, right?
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And now it's legal to have a bag man.
Exactly.
So it works.
He's on Twitter at Jason Lockenfora. That is at Jason Lockenfora. Check him out on Odyssey. Washington Post. His quarterback mock draft Wednesday.
It drops. Fade the Oakland A's. Fade them again tomorrow. Bayo on the mound for the Red Sox. Fade him.
Oh, boy. Even if Scott Bayo was on the mound, I would probably fade him as well.
Yeah.
All right. Jay, thanks much, buddy. We'll talk
all
to
right,
you, man.
Gentlemen.
Have fun.
See you, buddy. And then you open it up to a whole other thing. I mean, all sorts of other discourse goes up if you bring up Bayo.
Well, he said, what other Bayos can I say?
There's only
one other Bayo. There's a Scott Bayo.
There's
got to
be some other company out there that we can talk about.
No,
right?
I told you the time my mom bumped into Scott Bayo at a clothing store. Oh, dude, you want me real quick?
Yeah.
So this is, my mom was alive, obviously. This is like around early 2000s, and we were at Lucky, not too far from here in, I think Encino. It'd been walled in Encino. And my mom knows that I like Lucky and I like the jeans when I used to wear jeans. Because now I'm like, why am I wearing jeans? They're not as comfortable as other pants. So and we're in there shopping and everything else. We're looking through stuff. And my mom sees something. Of course, she wants to walk by and show it to me. I'm 30, but she still wants to bring clothes to me like I'm 8.
She's so, there, so.
So she goes,
and
I hear.
She's going to pick up the check. Have at it.
So I hear, Jason, like from the front of the store, and I'm going, and it's like Lucky in a mall, and I go, oh, and I look, and I go, and I raise my hand back here, and I see in between us, my mom's about maybe 15 yards away, in between us is Scott Bayo, and he's like looking at stuff on a rack, and I go, oh my God, that's Scott Bayo, and my mom comes walking, my mom is not very tall, she was like 5'1", and she goes walking through, and she doesn't even pay attention, and she runs right into Scott Bayo, and bumps him, and I go, oh, and then I go, oh my God, my mom just bumped into Scott Bayo, and she just kept walking, and didn't turn around to apologize or anything, and Scott Bayo just goes, hey! And my mom is walking like she's just ignoring. I go, Mom, you just bumped into Scott Bayo. Yeah. Here's a shirt I found for you. I go, Mom, calm down. Seriously, you bumped into Scott Bayo. She was like, wait, what? And I said, turn around. I said, he's not happy because she didn't apologize to him. She said, here's a shirt I got for you. Like, she didn't want to talk about it. Yeah, here's a shirt. You know, typical mom thing. Mom, bump to Scott Bayo. Yeah. Here, try this shirt.
I picked out the shirt for you.
I picked out the shirt. I had to get the shirt now, right? I could not get the shirt, right? That was a shirt I had to buy.
Get him to sign it. I mean, but think about the guys he got to work with. Dick Van Dyke.
Sure.
Was Charles in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And then hanging out with the great Henry Winkler. I mean, that's a pretty good trio.
And then he had the show with Aaron Moran at Joni Loves Chachi.
Well, just thought we could skip that one.
Tired of feeling, well, I like the theme song from Joni Loves Chachi. It was great.
No, it wasn't bad.
Tired of feeling alone in your job search? Well, with one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. A team at Tractor Supply brings heart and hustle, and that's what sets them apart from the rest. So lace up your sneakers and head to your local Tractor Supply store today. Well, coming up next, even though LSU fell to Caitlin Clark tonight and their quest for the back-to-back national titles is gone, LSU and Kim Mulkey did get a big win today. That's next right here. Jason.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Tired of feeling alone in your job search? Well, with just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. Iowa beats LSU in the biggest women's college basketball game of all time. And we talked about it earlier. We talked about, hey, you want to look about who to blame for this, where it's at. Caitlin Clark with 41 points. Kim Mulkey, how she decided to guard Caitlin Clark just baffles me still. But LSU did get a win today. And this is because at the same time as we had the game go on tonight, LA Times reporter Ben Bulch apologized for the column he wrote in advance of the LSU-UCLA game from this past weekend, a game to get to the Elite Eight. This was something that really upset LSU head coach Kim Mulkey, who ripped him for the piece that portrayed the matchup between UCLA and LSU as a reckoning between good versus evil. She called it sexist, awful, and wrong. He called the LSU Tigers dirty debutantes, and UCLA was milk and cookies. And he portrayed the matchup as inclusive versus divisive. I mean, a newspaper that's firing everybody, people that do good work, he's got a job still.
You're going to take the buyout.
Unbelievable.
After that. It took 3 days.
Unbelievable.
3 days
three
for
days.
The apology.
3 days.
And remember, the print issue still went out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they were able to put the retraction in the digital of like, hey, this does not meet our editorial standards. So how do those people still have jobs?
Well, when you don't, who knows if there are even editors? You may be able to
hire the AI.
Write
you
the
just
press
feed
right now.
It straight through.
Yeah, listen. We had to lay off those editors.
I set my own type.
So what happens? You just send it, and it magically
Call
shows
me
up online.
Guggenheim. Magically. Let's go.
As Ben Bolt says in his apology, words matter. No one should know this more than me. In my column, I tried to be clever in my phrasing about one team's attitude, using alliteration while not understanding the deeply offensive connotation or associations. I used metaphors that were not appropriate. He apologized to LSU and UCLA. I don't know why I apologize to UCLA, but I apologize to LSU and to our readers.
But the content, it's not just the turn of phrase and alliteration.
Well, but I get that. Because I tell you exactly how this happened, right? Because this is now, you got to remember, he's writing for the LA Times. So, and who plays in Los Angeles? UCLA.
Sure.
They're having a great season, women's team. So this is anything that is written in the city that you live in is going to be slanted towards that team. The guy's a beat writer for the UCLA women.
Sure.
Just like if it was the New Orleans Times Picayune, that's going to be slanted towards LSU, right? That's just how it goes.
Look at you got the Picayune.
So you like that. I got the Picayune.
It's
in
one
there.
Of my favorites.
Cayenne pepper, onion,
yeah.
Garlic. So you know it's going to be slanted, and it's going to be about UCLA. And you, of course, in any piece, UCLA are the heroes and the other team are the villains, right? The home team are the heroes and the other team is the villains. And what I'm sure he did was he just had a moment where he got, I'm going to be really clever, and I see the national impact of what people are saying about LSU and their feelings about Kim Mulkey and everything going on, because this is the time when we're waiting for the, the column to drop on Kim Mulkey, who, as we talked about, we know her history, great basketball coach, not so great a person. So he just, you know, this got into, hey, and I'm going to make them, I'm really going to make them the enemy. And he went over the top with it. When, and this is why you have editors to say, ah, you really want to say that? You really want to say that word? You really want to say that? You're going to say, hey, this is where, yes, it's on him, but wow, how it got to press? That's also, hey, who did that? Because that's somebody whose job has to be affected. Because this is like, hey, man, this is, you know, there's a lot of stops where it should be. But again, with the LA Times laying everybody off, maybe he's just allowed to think stuff onto the internet. I don't know. But that, but I guarantee you that's how it went. He got a little bit loose and a little bit, and because it's what happens with writers sometimes. Maybe you're writing it late at night and you get a little punchy. I don't know. But you just get a little bit in love with your words. And hey, this looks great. Oh man, UCLA fans are going to love this. Not realizing that it's not UCLA fans who are going to read. Everybody across the country is going to read this. This is going to go national. It's going to be a thing. And he forgot where he was. He forgot his place, the moment. And I get why it happens. But wow, how it got out there, man. Wow, how it got out there. That's on him. That's on the editors. I mean, I got to go watch. I got to go watch him, the end of The Wire again, the last season, with all the newspaper stuff. Like how stuff gets out there and not looked at by people.
Well, you had one of the UCLA coaches retweeted it because, I mean, they were made to look like, you know, they were walking onto the court with halos.
Yeah.
And that's yeah. really the problem of it, right? It's one thing, you're the villain, but now we're going to go into a bunch of tropes and phraseology that it's not, hey, they're a great basketball team. Love or hate Kim Mulkey, she's a hell of a coach. And clearly, players keep showing up for her, right? And you're not finding, you know, a conga line, or at least to this point, of people standing up to denigrate anything she's done in a lot of circumstances, right? There's obviously some stuff with the Griner treatment, and you know, people have had some varying stories along those lines. But for what he ended up putting out, you know, you really took away that, you know, they really don't play basketball. Like they were just going to come out to a street fight and beat these guys up. Is really how a lot of it played out, and it bought into and fed some of the worst, because people were looking to attack Kim Mulkey, and this comes out right in the middle of it.
I get how it happened. I get how he wrote, but wow, how did that make it to press? Wow, man. Still in 2024, it stuns me.
Write it, throw that one in the fire, and then submit your real column.
We got more college hoops and big quarterback news on the way next. This is fun.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.